Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
It is great to be here today. We are talking about scriptures that inspire us. And the scripture that you spoke on this week is the shortest scripture in the Bible. Verse. Is it even a verse? It may be part of a verse. I'm going to look it up right now. But essentially, the scripture is Jesus wept.
Yes.
Now, I often have thought, you know, if you're having trouble memorizing scripture verses,
that's an easy one to remember.
Yep. So it's John 11. No, it is. It is one verse. That's right. It's John 11, verse 35. Jesus began to weep. That's in my version that I've got here, but some just say
it says Jesus wept.
Even shorter. So it's the shortest line in the Bible, and it's right after when Lazarus has died. So we know that Lazarus was sick. His sisters Mary and Martha sent a message to Jesus, who was 4 days away travel from their town, and Jesus takes that long to come. And by the time he's come to their town, Jesus has died. Lazarus has died.
But Jesus decided to stay away.
Mm.
So it's interesting that in his humanity he wept, but in his divinity knew he had to stay away so that God could work and rise Lazarus from the dead.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We know that. I just put, like, I wrote this question here, why did Jesus wait? And I've written to show his glory.
Yes.
Like there's always a reason for the waiting.
Yeah, always a reason for everything Jesus did.
Mm. Which is frustrating, though, when you're waiting. Mm. But, yeah.
But why the line, I just loved it so much, is that I felt like no matter where I was in circumstances, Jesus notices.
Mm.
And he has compassion for us.
Yep.
He understands our frailty. He understands we, you know, did wrong. We sinned. We didn't choose the right way. We were headstrong, proud, whatever the reason why. But he then, when he sees that when we're hurt, and even if the hurt has come from a repercussion of what we did in the first place, he still cares.
Yeah.
You know, it makes me feel like we are very precious to our Lord, and we are.
Mm.
People forget that.
I think for me, kind of what stands out, like Jesus wept, I think it's the only time that we see that he cries. I mean, we know in the Garden of Gethsemane he cries out, you know, would you take this cup? But in this type of like crying, sorrowful, sadness way, but to me, I've just written down, he deeply loves.
Yes.
Like when we weep, it's because we are either deeply hurt by something or we deeply love something that we've lost.
We're affected.
Like it's a real to the core of who we are.
Yes.
And so Jesus weeping, what does that mean to us, or what does it say to us? It means he deeply, deeply loves.
Yeah. So let's look at it in regards to us. We're not Lazarus. We're not in the story as such. But the death of a loved one and the death, remember, when people died back then, Jesus hadn't rose again, so we had not yet been given back eternal life.
Mm, mm.
They were all waiting in a way, a non-existence because they weren't invited into the eternal life yet, because the new covenant had not yet occurred.
Mm.
We'd broken the covenant from Adam and Eve, rejecting God in many ways, wanting to do their own thing, their own will, by eating the fruit off the tree that he told them not to. So all these other people, when they died, in many ways they were in limbo until Jesus had done what he did and rose for everybody in the past, in the present, and into the future. And so this death, you know, every time someone, say, died, because they died to eternal life even, Jesus wept. He, like you said, he deeply loves us that much. He has tears. But when we're all in heaven, what does he say? There's no more pain and no more tears. More tears,
yeah. I've just written also, like, and you've already said this, he understands suffering and pain. And it made me think of the scripture, which you then shared later in the heartbeat, which is in Hebrews 4, chapter 15. Sorry, chapter 4, verse 15. It says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin." And so we see here this example of Jesus who knows what it feels like to suffer loss,
yes,
to suffer that pain.
Yes.
And if you continue in this scripture, the next scripture says, "Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Because he understands. Because so often when we're going through painful situations, I can speak for myself, sometimes we can feel like, well, God, you don't get it. Yeah. Like, oh God, you don't care, because why am I going through this circumstance?
But, yeah, but even going, say, more in your life, you might not go then and talk to someone about what you're going through when you think they won't understand, because they don't have the same circumstances.
That's true.
You know, if I'm going through cancer, I can share with anybody. But if I can share with someone who's had cancer, going through the cancer, helping, then, you know what I mean, gone through the other side and it's in remission or gone, they can understand more of what I'm going through and have more empathy with me.
Yeah.
Because it is, but God has an understanding. He's showing us here, he does have an understanding. He is without sin, but he's understood every other human frailty, pain, everything. It's just he didn't have the sin in his life like we do.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he understands, he cares. He's a God that loves. And that's where, in many ways, God, our Christian God, is different to the other gods and other religions, because there was someone I was sharing with actually only last week in Singapore, and they were sharing that they have this lady who's a Buddhist, and she's been very affected by Our Lady Mary and by Jesus, because Jesus being the Son of God, in that the God that she has revered all her life doesn't come down to you. Is God up there? Is God away from my life? And she said, she actually got is converting to Catholicism, because she said, "Your God knows me, understands me, accepts me, like comes down to where I am."
Yeah.
And it was just very, I was a bit blown away by it actually, but it was very interesting that's how her conversion occurred, because she felt like God cared.
Our God isn't distant. Yeah. Well, that makes me think of, you shared towards the end of the heartbeat about, like, when Jesus wept, because everything from Jesus the Son comes from the Father. This is like God the Father weeping as us.
Yes,
like,
yes.
So it just shows that depth of his care for us that Jesus wept.
Yes.
For the weekly challenge this week, I was thinking that if we look at that scripture from Hebrews, if we go to the second part of it, which, like we always talked about, if we go to God with boldness, I think it's a reflection, our weekly challenges reflect on, well, because God does sympathize with us, because he does understand, we can use that more to say, God would understand when I have a need, and to go to him with boldness. That's the weekly challenge, to go to him with boldness, because it says, that verse says, he will give us mercy and grace when we need it.
Yeah.
So we hope that you've really enjoyed that chat this week. Maybe it's given you a new perspective on the shortest verse in the Bible. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.